Rangli Simche Yimba Rangli Ne Shen Yimba Asi Ta Sochi Bi Lelam Nyonsu Zobwa La Ne Sochi Bi Shidi Kani Shkogore Se Ne Rangli Shen Bi Gi Simche Yimba Shkogore Ye Se Shi De Andi Ma Shi Se Da Samba De La Ne Jo Pene Dushie Da Kunlong Da Jo Asa Nyomo Ba Shi Sumyo Re Se Chisang Da Dushie De La Ngada Dushie De La Yimba Shkogore Da Dushie De La Kari Yor Se Ne Da Chisang Dushie La Ane Shidi Simche Yimba La Simche Yimba Dushie Ba Chik Che Simche Ma Yimba Chile Simche Yimba Dushie Ba Simche Yimba Chile Simche Ma Yimba Dushie Ba Da Simche Ma Yimba La Simche Ma Yimba Dushie Ba Da On Dushie Ba Dushie Shina Ne Da Dangbo Simche Yimba La Simche Yimba Dushie Ba Da Dushie Ma Chua De Che Da Simche Ma Yimba Chile Simche Yimba Dushie Ba Da Simche Yimba Chile Simche Ma Yimba Dushie Ni De Da Lo Xie Chu Xie Cha Yung Lua Asimja Mayim Bala, Asimja Mayim Batu Sheba Dida, Yandia, Lutun Rinch Charu, yes, or the young of the Shoe Deep Bashima.
Good afternoon. This morning, before the electricity died on us, we were looking at the comic parts of killing. So, as with all 10 of the non virtues, they have the fourfold division of basis, attitude, performance, and completion. The basis for killing is a sentient being, firstly, and secondly, other than oneself. Then in the attitude, again, for killing, as well as the other 9 non-virtuous actions, has 3 divisions. So the attitude is divided into discernment, affliction, and motivation. Discernment, or often translated as perception, we were started to look at. We saw that in the case of killing, then the discernment is of 4 types, where you're discerning the basis of the being to be killed, either as a sentient being or not as a sentient being. And then both of those are divided in 2 ways. If you discern the sentient being as a sentient being, and it is so or it is not so, you are correct and unmistaken. And likewise, if it's not a sentient being and you discern it as not a sentient being, that is correct. And if you discern it as a sentient being when it's not, that is mistaken. So there are these 4 types of discernments, 2 of which are unmistaken and 2 of which are mistaken. Again, the 2 which are unmistaken are when you discern a sentient being as a sentient being and when you discern what is not a sentient being as not being a sentient being.
Tushie dangbo dang sumba ni ma chuwa, dang niba dang shiwa ni chuwa wo seji. Da dangbo dang sumba yin ni ma chuwa re seji, de yi shiwa dangbo seji, dangbo di semche yinba jile, semche yinba tushie ba di da ma chuwa di che, dangbo che. Da niba sumba di semche ma yinba la, semche ma yinba tushie ba di da sumba di che, di ma chuwa, di yi di ma chuwa re seji. Da niba di semche minba jile, semche minba tushie ba da, Simja Yimba Chile Simja Mayimba to Shiva Nidida, Niba to Shiva Nidishi Nidida, Chuari, Esset, Idua, Dangbodam, and to Shishi, Dang, to Shia Dangboda, Sumbani, Machua, Dang, Nibada, Shiva Nichua was.
We see this now in the paragraph, in the top paragraph of page 124. The first and third discernments are unmistaken, while the second and fourth are mistaken. So the first and third discernments are when something that is a sentient being is perceived as a sentient being, that's unmistaken. Likewise, if something is not a sentient being and perceived or discerned as not being a sentient being, that too is unmistaken. The two which are mistaken is if something is a sentient being but is perceived as not being a sentient being, mistaken. And if it's not a sentient being and it's discerned as being a sentient being, that too is mistaken.
So, the first thing is that 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 the Chick, Dandala, Tushi, the Simja Mayim Bachila, Simja Yim Bachila, Simja Rimino Samji, Timeva Suvena, Simji the Sugar, Wada, Inea, Simja Sochu Bare, Nere de Inea, Sochu Biki, Lelam Sotoyo, Marasin, Tushi the Truth on his. That Simja Mayim Bala, Simja Mayim Batushi was that he Suyahora Yomar, Wada, Sudi, the Yomar, what? Jesanda dine zadina ne tushe tambo de kore es orda so chu pe le la mon so ba la ne so chu ba la ne simje yin ba la simje yin ba du simje rim ba ngo she ba ji simje le sha sam dine di ne so gu shi ko re es
so bringing together what we've looked at thus far, the discernment and the basis. So of the four types of discernment, for this to be a non-virtuous karmic path, only one of the four types of discernment counts, and that is when a sentient being is discerned as being a sentient being, because the discernment must be unmistaken, and the basis of the sentient being killed has to be a sentient being. It cannot be an inanimate object. It cannot be a plant, for example. So therefore, the only discernment that can lead to the cultivation of the non-virtuous karmic path of killing is discerning a sentient being as being a sentient being. Lama Tsongkhapa continues. Here, there may be a particular motivation. For example, if you are thinking to kill only Devadatta, but when it comes to performing the action, you mistakenly kill Yanadatta, then there is no bad deed in connection with the actual basis.
We've
just heard that the discernment or the perception needs to be unmistaken. And if one discerns to kill a particular being, having discerned that being, if one were to inadvertently kill another being, then that would not be the complete karmic, path, because the discernment ended up being mistaken.
Tidwa osle diwa kida ane loop toboro ra mangudwa dine. Shedada kidi sewa samje dene chikpa kidi sewa samje kune la jis kisuri kuno je da kido loop di sewa shawa ne kisuri bige da kosore.
So let's say one was in a paddock and you wanted to kill a particular dog, but you ended up confusing the dog with a sheep, and the being that you killed turned out to be a sheep, not the dog that you intended to kill. Whilst one has killed because of the mistaken discernment, then it is not the complete karmic path of killing. So in such an instance, whether we're talking about the sheep and the dog, or Devadatta and Yanadatta, because of the mistake in the discernment, then the negative karma accumulated isn't a complete karmic path, and therefore does not have the capacity to lead to rebirth in the lower realms.
那地波我心没事的，但确实说些吧，咱地波今年要买的是呢，地波这里用过了的，因为啊，光本来俺说这个来俺把地波的啥要买来说的，来的啥要买来说些。
And to be very clear on this point, if one ends up killing a dog instead of the intended sheep, it's not that, oh well, I haven't completed the complete karmic path, therefore I haven't accumulated non-virtue. That's not the case. What one hasn't accumulated is a complete non-virtuous karmic path, and therefore, but one still has accumulated non-virtue. But that non-virtue, though, cannot result in rebirth in the lower realms, but certainly can result in suffering.
안에 쇠기 시 심제인 바랑레 심비 심제인 바직제 안에 디네기 쇠디 걸로 꾸노데 가서 두셰들이야 디 심제인 바 만어와제 쇠바치 고고레 걸디 두셰네 델 다라 만어와제 쇠바치 고고레 에스고다 꾸노 만어와제 고고레 너스와네 네 지고 말해세
Therefore for the non-virtuous karmic path to be accumulated one needs to Both have the being killed needs to be a sentient being, and it needs to be one other than oneself. And then the discernment of that sentient being needs to be unmistaken. Then the karmic imprint will have the sufficient capacity to lead to rebirth in the lower realms. If these various parts of the accumulation are not accumulated, the karmic, whilst non-virtue is accumulated, cannot lead to a rebirth in the lower realms. Therefore, discernment needs to be unmistaken. And if one determines that one will kill a particular being, but ends up killing a different being, then whilst one is accumulating non-virtue, because it is not a complete karmic path, it cannot lead to a resultant rebirth in the lower realms.
他的公路公路接着吧，是我的公路接着吧。但既然他的那个，俺的，就越读书，刚就像岁月年表公路继续越那，没出完米个月是。他随便，没随便来读些的了，公路的了，你什么些看得清呢？随便什么别的，第随便你不能说随便录随便，你不晓得明白就。他的那已经说些了，随便什么别什么都晓得吧？他，的那个他的那随便什么别什么了，越不能那，公路的了。 지단에디 디라 dishesada dine chobe dyuso sedireda ta chobe dyuso ganga junyang suye nyamba kunlong jiju yena machuwa migues chesada ma chobe ta sebe garma suye nyele chobe semjen ganda sinange suyegin sembe disuyegin disuyegin se jera ma chewa che jinlong kunlong jiju sede semjen ganda sinange suyegin sembe samlo suyebe na kunlong dine suyebe na dine garo suye shena kwa digwa sa yongre
So reading from the text, and I'm just going to change the translation of this line. So just reread what we carried on before. Here there may be a particular motivation. For example, if you're thinking to kill only Devadatta, but when it comes to performing the action, you'll mistakenly kill Yanadatta. Then there is no bad deed in connection with the actual basis. Now, just to change this, for that, an unmistaken discernment is necessary. So when one decides on killing a particular person then, and ends up killing another person, then one doesn't complete the full karmic path. But to have done so, one needs to have an unmistaken discernment. Then continuing. So, because this is now talking about if one's wanting to kill someone in particular, but one can also have a general motivation. Now, this is in the next sentence. However, if at the time of performing the action, you have the general motivation to kill whomever is at hand, then an unmistaken discernment is not necessary. So, as it clearly says, here, if one just wants to kill and doesn't care who one kills and just wants to randomly kill, then one's discernment can be general and therefore can be mistaken, because you have no particular wish to kill a specific being, but you just want to take life.
Gang ge simje sue ne tushi bene shi se de shi de dang shi de ane shi che ane tushi ma chuo ko wa de che tushi ma chuo ko wa che ne odi di go ba de da tushi ma chuo che tushi na ne yang je ra kwa chi lia sam dan di dan di che ho san bi ge mi su ka ba ye na an che so di chen da che be ne di an ma chuo mi su ka wa ta ga ran che mi yu ti chu ko wa che dan dene ge misu ka wa me ne ji dan ne di chi gin sim bi ji shu kun lo ji shu sin no ni cha sang la ji dene ji yo ba ina ane a kun lo yo ba de ji ji ba che di sam da kun lo di da xi da kun lo di wo ma ku se de da be ne so ma jin ba len ba da ane me ne lo im je ba di ne zun cha ma chi du nga ja ane ho dene na sim ne sim lo da la so sum ha ma ku de ba che ji ba re so de zo da.
The Lama Tsongkhapa then concludes these points by saying, you should understand this rule to apply also to the remaining nine parts of action as appropriate. So this rule then refers to, in the context of discernment, that if one has a specific object in mind or basis in mind, then unmistaken discernment is required. But if one is wanting to act just in general, then discernment can be mistaken. And mistaken discernment can still lead to a complete karmic path being accumulated. So the attitude has three components. So we've looked now rather extensively at that of discernment. Then the second component is that of the affliction or mental affliction. And there Lama Tsongkhapa writes, the mental affliction is any of the three poisons. The three poisons refers to ignorance, anger, or attachment. Then the ignorance that is referred to with throughout the 10 non-virtues is the ignorance of not knowing, the ignorance of confusion. It's a different word from the ignorance of not understanding reality. So it's an ignorance of confusion is one of the three root poisons, as well as attachment and anger. And the third component of the attitude is that of motivation. And the Lama Tsongkhapa writes, the motivation consists in the desire to kill. Then we come to performance. This is the same whether you yourself do the killing or whether you cause someone else to do it.
So
what's clear in the performance is that if one oneself kills and the other criteria are met, then one accumulates the non-virtuous karmic path of killing. But it needs to be understood, and hence it's specifically mentioned, that if someone instructs someone else or encourages someone else to kill, then they, as the encourager, also accumulate the non-virtuous karmic path of killing. So therefore, it does not have to be done by yourself, but under one's direct influence, then one can still accumulate the non-virtuous karmic path of killing. The next sentence, I'll just change the word. The essence of the performance is the act itself, whether done by means of a weapon, poison, mantra, or anything else. So just to say briefly as a translator, so this beginning, the essence of the performance. So this mean here in this context, what essence means is what it essentially is. That's the meaning in this context. Now what Geshe-la said, as we see here, the way that the act can be done is multiple. It can be by means of weapons, poison, mantra, or anything else. So in our modern context, one can kill by means of not just weapons, but driving one's car, by drowning, by pushing someone over a cliff, and so forth. So whatever the means is, one can perform the action of killing.
Lelam to assessum, simjin sochi be ledi, mushi, takiwachimanga son kieg, ledi sabala,
Therefore, to accumulate the non-virtuous karmic path of killing, which is a karmic imprint that has the sufficient potency to lead to rebirth in the lower realms, all these criteria need to be fulfilled. All of them need to be fulfilled. So the basis needs to be a sentient being other than oneself, those two criteria. Then in terms of the attitude, the discernment can be either mistaken or unmistaken. The discernment needs to be unmistaken if one intends to kill a specific being, but if one just wants to kill in general, then the discernment can be mistaken. The affliction can be any of the three roots, the three root poisons, and the motivation is the wish to kill. And the performance is done either by oneself or those under one's direction or influence. And it can be done by any number of means.
Then you more delay, you more serve it down as you get some gen soldier, you are also a keg, lay, nonsu, mushi, young when it gave a lot, you more basum to Kuguarian, to a Chayana, Kondro, and Egic, Montiniki, and the Timusum you Kuguarias. This one must have by now, that same change survey in a time, must not give you lay when it's a real maris order.
We see here in terms of the affliction that it needs to be any of the three poisons. So if one were to kill not under the influence of any of these three afflictions, again, there would be a criteria missing. And therefore, whilst non-virtuous karma is likely to have been accumulated, it wouldn't be a complete karmic path and therefore would not have the capacity to lead to rebirth in the lower realms.
Bena Mijigi, Simjin, Bena Raro, Bena Simjin Raina, Lugina, Simjin, Suelia, Chick Mijigi, that so so coronia, Sueg, Tobacuni, Meba, Denigi, Sintis, that Chapa, Me, Delia, Conrona, Me, Denigi, that Simjin, Sue, and Timu, Mamba, Timus and Simjin, Sun, and Tibu, and would deal it to Mamba Chigas, how gonna? Then some done at Timu Meba, Timu Mamba, how go there? Then some machine at Timurua, Momba Chadero.
Let's take an illustration of someone who kills an animal, perhaps a sheep or a goat, but they are made to do so. And they are not made to do, really forced to do so. They have no capacity to refuse. So they're not killing out of anger, they're not killing out of their own attachment, and they're not killing out of ignorance in the sense of where they don't see anything wrong in killing. So that would be the ignorance or confusion with not understanding the karmic results of killing, not understanding that taking life is wrong. So they have no such motivation at all, but they are being forced to do so. Then if they kill, they are not accumulating a complete non-virtuous karmic path of killing. And therefore, any the non-virtue that they do accumulate can not lead to rebirth in the lower realms.
Ani ne ge da do shin ne da kun lo na da ar ba ko su ri ji kun wa ta wa ji ne me ba chi liya ani jan da ge ra me ba su ji ba na de ne ge na ji le de mo shi de sa ge o ma le.
So therefore, if one kills without any wish to do so, for example, if one is made to do so, one does not accrue that non-virtuous karmic path. To look in more finely, motivation can be presented in two parts. So the causal motivation, which is the motivation one cultivates before engaging into an act. So it's what propels one to engage in the act. And then there's a motivation of the time. So this is the motivation whilst one is engaging in the act. So the causal motivation in this illustration is lacking. Someone is being made to kill against their wish. They are not killing due to their ignorance or confusion, anger or attachment. They are doing so because they are made to do so. So the causal motivation is lacking. Whilst they're killing, they will have the motivation of the time, which is the motivation whilst doing the act, because they are actually doing the act. So that part of the motivation is there. But with the causal motivation missing, with the causal motivation of any of the three poisons lacking, they do not accrue the karmic path of killing, even though the motivation of the time is there, but the causal motivation is the crucial one.
Then, you modi, Sanji, Kunon, Sudi, Yukunon, Chasan, Tanya, Tone, Sevena, Tardu Madubna, then, Anji, Sochi, Big Lelam, one in the Kigo, Lady, one in the Jugo, Marejere, Sazan Tardu Jugo, Rejere, that Tardu is this summer, Tardu ni, Joan D. King Yisa, D. Sam, Shen Yitze, Ranging Arudu, she was. Ranging a role to Shiva was. Gang room in the ranking a role to Shiva was. Joe Tardus, Tardus was Joshi Sarta, Tarduni, Joa D. Gingi, D. Sam, Shengi, ranking a role to Shiva was.
With all ten non-virtues, they are presented with the four major components, basis, attitude, performance, and then completion. So we've looked at the first three. If any of these are missing, then a complete karmic path is not accumulated. So for example, in the context of killing, if one wants to kill, and one wants to kill a sentient being other than oneself, and the other components are there, and one engages in the act, but the sentient being does not die, one has not killed. And this then is the final point, that of completion. The completion consists in the death of the other being because of the performance of the action, whether at the time or at some other time before you yourself die. You see here then that for the completion to be complete, then there are a number of components that are required. Reading again, the completion consists in the death of the other being. So we saw right at the beginning, the basis is someone other than yourself, a sentient being, other than oneself, because of performance of the action. So whatever the performance was, whether it was using weapons or poison or a motor vehicle, whatever the performance was, that needs to lead to the death of the other person. And moreover, it continues, whether at the time, at that time or at some other time. So the death does not need to be immediate. It can happen later due to injury, but it needs to come, the death needs to come about from that performance, not due to another reason. And the final point, before you yourself die. So if the other person dies after you do, or perhaps at the exact same time, then the completion isn't complete. The other person needs to die before you do. So if we think of an illustration of two people engaging in a fight to the death, the death needs to follow from that fight, not due to some other reason. Even if the one party is hospitalized for a while, if they die a while later in hospital, but because of the wounds from that fight, then the karma is complete. But they die from some other reason in hospital, then it is not complete. And again, if death comes to both parties at the same time, that too then means it's not complete.
Therefore,
the completion or the culmination of this karmic path may come quite some time later. some hours, some days, perhaps even some years later, that the person who was injured due to one's performances, due to the acts that one did, death may not come to them quickly. But due to those injuries, they may well die some weeks, months, or even years later. And as long as they die before the person who perpetrated the performance, then that karmic action will be completed. But if the killer happens to die first, then it will be left incomplete. So two people are fighting, and the one kills the other, but they are also killed themselves, and they die a few moments first. They do not accrue the complete karmic path, but the other person who killed them certainly did. So even though the difference between these two dying may only be some seconds, the one will accrue a complete negative karmic path, and the other won't. This also ties to where we started this morning when we looked at the basis for killing, that it needs to be a sentient being other than oneself. Because if the sentient being were oneself, then there could not be a sequence of death, but rather death would come to the killer at this in the same moment, because they're killing themselves. But it's required that there is this sequence. Therefore, the basis, the object that one of one's performance, needs to be a sentient being other than oneself. for any of these karmic paths to be cultivated or developed, all of these criteria mentioned need to be accumulated. So in the context of killing, well, so this is good to know because one needs to understand what non-virtue one has or has not accumulated. So in the context of killing, it's not merely taking life that constitutes a complete karmic path of killing. And it's only a complete karmic path, non-virtuous karmic path, that can lead to rebirth in the lower realms. So it's not only the fact of killing. Many factors are required. The basis, there needs to be a sentient being other than yourself. And then in terms of the attitude, there needs to be a discernment. And the discernment can either be of a particular sentient being or of sentient beings in general. But one needs to discern sentient beings as sentient beings. Then there needs to be one of the three root afflictions as part of the motivation. And the motivation itself needs to be the wish to kill. And in addition, then performance needs to be engaged in. And this can be by oneself or by influencing others to do so. And then finally, the completion. And the completion is that due to the performance, the other being dies, and their death comes before one's own death. So all of this needs to be completed, and if it is, then one has completed a complete non-virtuous karmic path that has the capacity to lead to rebirth in the lower realms. If any of these criteria are missing, it is not a complete karmic path, but it is still non-virtuous. But it will not have the capacity to lead to rebirth in the lower realms, but it can still ripen and ripen as suffering. So if one then looks at a particular act of killing and asks oneself, so when was that actual karma created, that karmic imprint created? Because there may well be a period of time between the generation of the wish to kill, the discernment of the being that one wants to kill, the performance of the action, and their perhaps eventual death. So this will have been a period of time, possibly quite expansive. So at what point was that karmic imprint of killing created? So that was at the time of the performance, that at that point, the mental factor of intention, at the time of the performance of the killing, that is when the karmic imprint was created. And when that being, so that being is in the, is not yet deceased. Rather, it is in the process of being killed. But at that point, the karma of killing is created. Once that being later then dies, which may be a moment later or some time, then that karmic imprint created can be correctly said to be a karmic path of killing.
And
repeat two points just to make sure they are abundantly clear. To accrue a karmic path, in this case a non-virtuous karmic path, all these criteria need to be fulfilled. The basis, in the sense of it needs to be a sentient being other than yourself, one depending either to correct, it discerns the sentient being in a way that's mistaken or unmistaken, depending if one's motivation is towards a specific sentient being or just a being in general. One needs to have the motivation, the wish to kill. It needs to be influenced by one of the three root afflictions. One needs to engage in the activity, whether oneself or instruct someone else to do so. And then the being needs to die and die due to what has been done and before you do. When all that's done, one's created a non-virtuous karmic path that has the potency, the potential to lead to rebirth in the lower realms. If any of those factors are missing, one does not accrue a non-virtuous karmic path, but one does still accrue non-virtue. This non-virtue cannot lead to rebirth, but it can ripen into suffering. This is the case here, and for the other non-virtues to follow, for a karmic path to be accrued, for the karmic imprint to have sufficient strength to lead to result in a rebirth, all of these criteria are required. If any of them are partially missing, entirely or partially missing, then a complete karmic path is not accrued, and one will still, though, have accumulated non-virtue, which will result in suffering, but it will not be able to lead to a rebirth in the lower realms. That completes the first of the ten. Now we come to the second, that of stealing. So we'll see now with the rest, the presentation follows the same format. So for stealing, it starts with the basis, then the attitude with its own, the same three divisions, performance and completion.
Da majin balen bege, da majin balen be shi ni
The second is that of stealing, or more literally, taking what's not given, but it has the same meaning. Here we see the basis, which is, as we see, the basis of stealing is something owned by another. So something that is owned by someone else. Then, in terms of the attitude, among the three aspects belonging to the attitude, so the three aspects are, as we had before and we'll have elsewhere too, that of discernment, of mental affliction, and of motivation. That's all.
Samba la sumle tushie de nyomo ne nga shin wa se. Da ga je samba de la tushie nyomo kulong ar sung gu re se. De shi she sa wa. Da de ne kulong de la kargo wa se ne kulong de la kulong kulong de la kargo wa se ne mana yang pharo ba le ja wa de ba. Da pha shu gi ma de ba ne nga ma de ba chi la ti chu so so ge ra gi de ba de kulong de so so ge ja wa de ba se de su du sa le shan da chi lu yo ba de chu lian ba ne ko le ja song wa. 扩散出连板对吧？现在先生这里马哲，公路上的马南阳是派出的，马哲把人家出，抓哇，扩散出抓哇对吧？抓哇对吧？这是我的，派出不列，抓哇对吧？As
the text says, the discernments and mental affliction are as above, so with same as before with killing, and then motivation consists in the desire to take something belonging to someone else. And that's the first point. And the second, without it having been given. So, of course, if someone's given, being given to you, this is not stealing. But this is taking something that belongs to someone else without them having given it to you. For the discernment, it necessarily needs to be unmistaken. One needs to recognize that something belongs to someone else, and that is then what one ends up stealing.
Performance
has several points, but start saying, as for the performance, the agent is as explained above. So this means whether one does so steals oneself, oneself steals, or one encourages or instructs someone else to steal on your behalf, there is no difference. One can still accrue the complete karmic action of stealing, the complete karmic part of stealing, if you do it yourself, or you instruct someone else to do it on your behalf. And then continues the essence, or what is actually meant by stealing. The essence of the performance is the same whether you take something by force or steal it sneakily. There are many different ways to steal. People can be quite ingenious. So there's the blunt way, the very forceful way of using violence. So that constitutes stealing. Or doing it in perhaps a more normal way of sneaking, say, into an empty home and stealing from the home when no one's around. Both will be stealing, whether one uses violence or not, whether one robs or steals. Both constitute stealing. And it can be done in other ways, such as deceiving someone, or maybe sweet-talking them into doing something, but you have this very clear intention of taking what is theirs without them giving it. Or you may borrow something from them, convince them you're a trustworthy person, but you have no intention of returning it. So they lend it to you, but you consider this to be yours, and you've now stolen it. Or getting someone drunk, and in this way, they pass out and you steal from them. So there are many different ways that one can steal. All of them are included. This is presented further. In addition, being deceitful regarding a debt or a trust and using other fraudulent methods also constitute stealing. If one takes a loan from someone else or enters into a debt with them, but you either then or later have no wish to repay it, then this is the same as stealing. And so too with lending something from someone else. If at the time you borrow it and you have no wish to return it, you have stolen it. Or if you borrow it with the wish to return it, but after you really like it and want to keep it, and then you think, I'm not going to return this, you have stolen it. Or if the person asks for it back and you then say, oh no, I'm sorry, it's just disappeared, or I've already returned it, and you lie in that way, you have also stolen it.
So
Also, whether it is done for one's own sake or for someone else's sake. So stealing for one's own sake, that's quite clear. But one should never feel it's justified to steal for others. Steal something to give it to your kids or to give it to some friends. This is still stealing. One still creates the non-virtuous karmic path of stealing.
It
concludes with, or to harm the owner and so forth is stealing. So here Lama Tsongkhapa takes a bit of time to mention just the many different ways that people have to try and take what belongs to someone else and hasn't been given to them. So whatever ingenious method one comes up with, it remains stealing, as long as it belongs to someone else and has not been given to you. The final part is that of completion. The act needs to be brought to its culmination for the karmic path to be fully completed. If it is not brought to completion or culmination, then one has not accrued the non-virtuous karmic path. So let's say you have borrowed something and you've kept it for far longer than expected, but you have every intention to return it. You just haven't got around to it. The person you borrowed from really is fed up with you. They phone the police and the police come over. You may well now be in trouble, but you haven't necessarily accumulated the non-virtuous karmic path because it hasn't yet been brought to completion.
Dikia de la da toblo kia pasura, ni topson, ta nga rason sembi samlos kia wore.
So therefore, it's entirely possible that one may be arrested for stealing something, be in the back of the police car, and in the eyes of society, you're guilty. But actually, you haven't yet, the karmic path hasn't been created because the completion hasn't come about. For to come about, the following is required. So the first sentence, the completion consists in the arising of the thought, now it is mine. So again, let's say you borrowed something with every wish, every thought to return it. You just hadn't. So you've never generated the thought, I have it, now it is mine. So therefore, you haven't created the karmic path of stealing.
Jala karukuin and diguin sembe samnoch kore, pene, midigi jala diguin sembe, motor guin sembe, samnoti, yavache, gudigola, di motor shanda, nor nukushon banda de yang, dushi chusungurwa, jesan dushi machuash gugure. That dene, nan jigu, nyomodia, josha, nyomod, sumbo kanroch yavach gugure. Dene kunoya, nete, de kuyu, kunoch gugure, kuno masawe nea, pa, di, mushi de chugu mare. ちょこまれじゃ。だでね、だこもこ背にこ、こはちょわちご、ちょわ。ちょわちね。だちょわんちち、とろまけばれて、こまこいち、だちょよんで、とはそそい、ね、やんちょろばいね、やんじゃぱ、連ちょろばね、たどまじばろわ。こをこれてね、こえたそそとさんだが、とそせんべき。だとろでまけばだ、たどまじばんさ。れ、こもこべれんがばでさごまれ。やそそこよんてかぶりゃ。 그유마선에
So that's why we've seen a number of criteria required to create this non-virtuous karmic path. So when, what one steals needs to be something owned by someone else that has not been given to you. You must have the motivation to steal that, and that motivation needs to be directed by one of the root afflictions. And you need to have a correct discernment. So let's say you want to steal someone's car, you break into their garage, but the one you want, the car you wanted to steal, in the dark you end up stealing the other car. Then it will not be a complete karmic path. Because whilst you wanted to steal one of their cars, you ended up in error stealing the wrong one. And in terms of performance, you actually need to do something to steal it, but this is very broad. You can do it yourself or direct to others, or, and it can be done in any number of ways as we saw presented. And then it needs to be brought to completion with the recognition, now it is mine. And if you haven't given rise to that thought, then the complete karmic path is not accumulated. So let's say you steal a beautiful glass from someone. You steal it, but before you think, I have it now, you break it. You're not going to generate the thought, fantastic, I've stolen it, but now it's broken. So without having generated the thought, now I have it, now it is mine, if you were to, in this instance, break it, you would not have created the complete karmic path of stealing.
Now, Karin Rasunang, Kugin Sempig, Samlo Shena, and then Kusona, the Dushetikor, Dushichiusuru. The Machu Adwada Sujala Motor canister in the Kugin Sempig. And that Dambo Chigler, you quit motor the Kugin Sempig, sometimes Misuka, Chera, Misuka, Kuji, Samanaji, Shandaji, Nor and Kusova, and that to shoot truth on the Majibarwa. Then, during a motor canister and a Kusuina, then Kugin Sempig, someone that motor digu in the Chera Misukario Marwa, she's not a Karina, motor canister, no Kugin Sempig, some Loyovasa. Ganesir model kusong benda de kunoji jitiyor wa kunoji shukset chagor.
So as with killing, stealing too in terms of discernment, if you want to steal something in particular, you need an unmistaken discernment or perception. But if, as with killing, you'd want to steal anything, then your perception, your discernment can be mistaken. So if you determined, I'm going to steal a car, it doesn't matter what, I'm going to steal it, then you steal any old car and you create the complete karmic path of stealing. Here, the discernment could be mistaken because your wish is just to steal a car as opposed to a particular car.
Nam Shiva Tang Sudo Jukan La Jukan La Sungushi Tibachua Shinos.
Lama Tsongkhapa then concludes completion by saying, or if you have caused someone else to rob or steal, it is enough for that thought to arise in him or her. This is similar to when someone kills someone else because of an order, where when the latter dies, the bad deed or the actual path of action befalls the one who gave the order, even if he does not know the person is dead. This is sort of to look at these two, because with the stealing and killing, both of them, one can, if you want to instruct someone else to do so, and it's brought to completion, the one making the instruction will accrue the complete karmic part. Whether for killing or stealing. And when it's brought to completion is when the one carrying out the performance has done so. So in terms of killing, the person who's done the killing, then the person being killed, when they die, the person who gave the instruction, as well as the person who actually did the action, they both accumulate the complete karmic path of killing. Even if the one who gave the instruction doesn't yet know that that person has died, they've accrued the karma. Likewise with stealing. If someone instructs someone else, when that person who's doing as they're told steals, and they think, oh, excellent, I've now stolen what I was told to steal, they've stolen, and the karmic path is completed for them, and for the other person. The other person doesn't yet know whether the theft was successful or not, but they have accrued the complete karmic path.
Majin Belimbi Kumoku Vigeta, the Lianga by Sabatilaya, she she Jova so Jova Samba Tardushi the Tango Gores, Duchin the Tango Gores, this Hawaiina, that Manson the Jag Lady, when it is Sagores, this is Sigma Hawaiina, Leon when it is Sagio Mares, at Duchin and to Duch. Then Lesa Hande, Mushi, Manson Jag Lady, Canisagores, if it's Sigondu, Dinish Chana, and Sasago, Dinish Matana, Sagio Mares, Miss Hago Wache.
And having looked now at the first two of the ten non-virtues, that of killing and stealing. So these have these four components, as all ten do. And all four components need to be fully accumulated for the non-virtuous karmic path to be accrued. If any of the components are completely or partially absent, then the non-virtuous karmic path has not been accrued, but non-virtuous karma has. That non-virtuous karma will ripen into suffering, but it will not ripen into a propelling karma that leads to rebirth in the lower realms. That can only happen if the complete karmic path is accrued.
Now, we lay lamps at the lay down, Jewels, lay lam, Namja, more the dinner to the tears, more dinner, Dila, that is to Tushin, Tinker Masona, Kesher Maso, Dinish, Chasan, Sangu, Sajim, Mashur, Napi, lay lamps at your Napi, lay lam, Jusajorva, the Napi, lay lam, Junedera, Sochi, be my lay lam, Majin, be limbe, lay lamps, Miki, lay lamps, Tisada, more tea, that did teach a bala, Tinker Masona, Shida, Joa, Dinisada, to Sangu, Sajim, and those that did the Majin, be limbe, lady, that so sugi, Jala, Mishanagi, Chaladu, so sugi, rag, Joa, that Mushi, Joa, Jibi, Negapkis. Negapki, Simu Semba, the Kogurwada, Joa, Jibi, Negapki, Din, Rishi, Sochi, Negapki, Nesimu Semba, the Sochi, Belia, Sajarwa, Inashin, Majin, Balimba, Tele, Chala, Mitchell, Kun, Kuin, Negapki, that Diniki, that Sosuke, Negapki, Kaso, Musu, Joachi, Negapki, that Majin, Kasa, Simu Semba, Jorwa. Kuma
These all ten non-virtuous karmic paths have these four components. So as we, from next time, we'll continue moving through them. They're all presented with these four divisions of basis, attitude, and attitude has its own three divisions, performance and completion. And then lastly to mention, in terms of when is the actual karma created when one steals? So it's as with the killing. It's at the time of the performance, that is the time when the karmic imprint of stealing is accrued. It will only be suitable to be called a karmic path of stealing when the act has been completed. But when it's completed, it's not at that moment of the mind of intention can be said to be the karma, but it's from that time of stealing. Back then, which may have been a little while before, so the thought of it is mine may only come a bit later, but the karmic imprint was accrued at the time of stealing. We can complete there for this week, but we didn't have a chance for questions earlier because the electricity died on us. So, if you have questions, then feel free to ask now. That one?
Just in regards to discernment, if somebody doesn't recognize a sentient being as a sentient being, say they're being brought up where to recognize that an animal that they eat is actually being put on earth for them to eat.
And
that's not a discernment,
for killing the an unmistaken discernment is recognizing a sentient being as a sentient being. But what if due to someone's philosophy, they do not recognize animals as being sentient? Yeah. Then would that constitute the karmic path of killing?
但是心间是那所有吧的好过了，但是所有吧好过些的，所有吧那得几把钱过来，心间是两个字，但心间心间应当买的所有没给，但俺这个南北西都的所有没的，所有那心间所没的心间买的是不的，现在的就说所有吧好过了的。
也的，这个好的是，你所有把的好过的，这是伢的所有了吧？的所有把好过了，好像是。那不信个人呢，所有把好过了吧？的所有把这古旧当的所有把好过呢，我好过心的就说白，那他几个就几个人，心间都写吧，写的所有把好过帮，所有把都写吧，晓得吧？的。
If they recognize that has life, so that animal has life, then they are definitely killing. They may, due to the philosophy, categorize it as lower, but that doesn't mean it's not killing, because they will have the discernment that has life. So therefore, there is an act of killing, even if they think it is something of less worthy, maybe you could say like that.
So my question's about numbers and value. So if a person was to kill one person, then obviously that's one karmic action. If they were to steal one iPhone, that's one karmic action. So does that mean they kill multiple people, but their intention is not to kill a specific person, but multiples? Are they multiple karmic actions created? And similarly, if they steal, you know, two iPhones, four laptops, and two cars, are they each of those a karmic action of steal?
So if they steal, let's say, a truckload of electronic goods, is that one karmic action, or is it for each item stolen an individual one?
So even there's one instance of killing or stealing, but there are many different bases that are being killed or stolen. Therefore, there are many different karmic imprints that are accrued. So if three people together are killed, if three items are stolen together, three separate karmic imprints are accrued because the basis is three. So like that.
So then would you consider cash, each dollar note, would be individual karmic actions, or would you say it's a collection of cash?
Yeah, so we would be called something else, super. As super, sum dan nabi kumak yapna, tikpa sum, yam mena kate, so, dollar chu, dini di super chigre, hindi, so, super, ma, ina, dini di,
ये ये कोरों कहा खावा ये बात संधि कोरों रे रे कुबी टीपो खावा चिंगुरोवा ता ज्यादा बच्चे भी शुगु चिंग मतो मैंने कुकुए भी शुगु चिंग मतो कुगु आमर वादे शुगु चिंग मतो रायल चिंग मतो रागु मार को दंडा ला दिनादे ज्यादा भी निभो ये ना शुगु चिंग मतो रागु मार ता ता रे रे चिने चूचे बच्� That is jail, my youngre, that the youngre, that the chiwa, the yangwa, the setting is youngre ma.
So we'll come later when we come to the weight of the karma to more discussion in terms of what makes a particular imprint larger. But for where we are in the text now, if one were to steal two $5 notes, that's two karmic, non-virtuous karmic imprints. And if one were to steal one $10 note, whilst the value is the same, it would be a single karmic imprint. We'll see later when it comes to the weight of the karma, if one steals a $100 note or a $5 note, yes, they both are single imprints, but the strength or the severity of the karmic imprint, that will differ because the one is greater.
Yeah.
Kathy?
It really just comes down to, this is as the Buddha taught, for much of the presentation of karma can't really be established logically, so why it is like that, we can't really say definitively, other than this is how it was taught.
If a person, if the killer is unconscious when the person dies,
So in such a case, the unconscious person will accumulate the complete karmic path of killing, because they are still alive. Even if they're not aware of the success of what they were doing, they still accrued that karma. So it may seem a little difficult, because we can't really establish why it's like this or why it's like that. But for this presentation, largely one just has to learn well what is presented and take it at that value. So let's say you're purchasing something from the market, and they're weighing out the food you're buying, and you say, I want a kilogram of flour. And they weigh it up for you, but it gets to 999 grams. And they say, here you go. Now they haven't really sold you a kilo. So what's happened is all that you have purchased hasn't been accrued. So therefore you don't achieve the result that you should have. You should have got the result of a full kilo of flour, but you are shortchanged. So in a similar way, when to accrue a karmic path, there are many causes that need to come together. If any of them are incomplete, then one doesn't gain the full effect. Non-virtue will follow, but it will not have the same strength, or virtue if it's a virtuous act. Virtue will follow, but it will not have the same strength as if all the causes were accumulated.
All right.
So the result will not come if any part is missing. Even if the part we consider insignificant or minor, it is still required to make the entirety. So a result will follow, but it will not have the full capacity.
Oh, yeah. Okay.